This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The latest big antitrust lawsuit is against Google. Yesterday, 10 state attorneys general, led by Texas, accused Google's parent Alphabet of illegally leveraging its power in online ads to quash competition illegally, allowing it to overcharge for services. Marketplace's Erica Barris is on the story this morning. Help us understand the harm for consumers that is alleged here.
In two big ways. Google preventing competition allowed them to drive advertising prices artificially high. That's a cost that could be passed on to consumers. And the suit says profits to news organizations who host ads would be higher if Google had competition as the advertising middleman. Then Google wouldn't take such a big cut of the proceeds.
And what's this in the lawsuit about Google and Facebook agreeing not to compete with each other?
The complaint alleges that Google initiated an agreement in which Facebook would curtail its competitive moves. In return, it would get guaranteed special treatment in Google-run ads. Essentially, these two big companies making things difficult for everyone else.
An early sense, Erica, about what kinds of changes this suit might prompt?
The big thing, according to Charlotte Slayman, an antitrust attorney and director of competition policy at the nonprofit Public Knowledge, is that this could change the way online advertising works.
We might see a different type of advertising. The type of advertising that works so well for Google is highly targeted. It requires collecting a lot of user data. It may be that if there's competition in the marketplace, that does not have to be the major model for advertising anymore.
And she said there could be a big difference for publishers. They may not have so much control over their audiences.
Erica, thanks.